Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Since our season ended, Ellen and I have spent a lot of time thinking about our time here at Kentucky. What it means to us, the friends we've made, on that court, regional championships, conference championships, Final Fours, the national title in 2012. It's been a beautiful time for us. This is a dream job. It was my dream job. Anybody in our profession looks at the University of Kentucky in basketball and said, that is the bluest of blue. The last few weeks, we've come to realize that this program probably needs to hear another voice, that the university as a whole has to have another voice giving guidance about this program that they hear. And the fans need to hear another voice. We've loved it here, but we think it's time for us to step away. And step away completely from the program. There have been opportunities that have been presented to us, and we're discussing them as a family. I love coaching. I love coaching young people. I love this year's team. I loved every day walking in. They've invigorated me. I love the chase for championships. I love bringing the kids together. It's what I do. It's who I am. Let me start, though. I've got to thank.
Yeah, so he's going to start thanking all the players, blah, 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 blah. But there you go. It really doesn't sound that much different than the day he left Memphis, does it? It sounds kind of the same, even though it's, like, not the same. He's getting run out of Kentucky, and he left Memphis on his own volition.
Yeah, I mean, no, it's completely different because it's going to be, I'm going to see you again. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's acting like he's not going what could eventually be a rival, what is a rival just in terms of your conference affiliation. He's not addressing the elephant that's in the room. I'm leaving you. You need another voice. Be seeing you again. And, oh, I plan to stick it to you. But that's the part about Cal. You just hear the sales pitch.
Yep.
And that's what he's great at. And so, yeah, he's telling you how much he loved Kentucky. He's not telling you, you know, how good this opportunity is in Arkansas and how he's hoping to take this $5 million NIL and stick it back to you. That's the part about it that's so odd and weird. Telling you what a great – it's like kind of like he's riding off into the sunset, maybe done. But he clearly says in there how much he – you know, just for the Kentucky fans, they're still wondering whether he's got the itch and everything and the motivations. He said in there how much he loved it this year and, you know, fighting for championships, everything else. I mean, Arkansas is going to get a motivated guy. That's there's no question about it. But he's not addressing the elephant in the room from the part I heard. Now, I didn't hear the final 10, 15 seconds or so. I don't know if he ever says the word. You know, I'm imagining he leaves it just as we're looking at other opportunities. But, yeah, man, it sort of sounds like I'm a riding off into the sunset. The best thing for the program is to hear another voice. It's not that I'll be seeing you next year.
Yeah.
Bringing the Hogs into Rupp.
Yeah, exactly.
But he's conveniently leaving that part out.
Yes, he is.
But he had to say something to the fans.
Yeah, he's going
to
spin it his way. There ain't no doubt about that. All right, we'll come back. Jeff Cogg is going to join us on the other side, talk to him about this and more. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN. Jeff Coggins is a columnist over at the Daily Memphian, host from 9 to 11 for the Jeff Coggins Show here on 90.9 FM, ESPN. He joins us every week at some point, depending on when we need him, when we appreciate his accessibility. There is no doubt about it, and his flexibility. He joins us now. We just heard Cal's. First comments since, and he was. I think it appears he recorded them yesterday before he walked his dog Paul. But he did say that it was time for. Even though it is a dream job, and it was a dream job, it was time for another voice, which is definitely something I would like to say, and something I would borrow from if I am ever fired. I would say it was time for another voice here on the stage.
You think he was fired?
No, he wasn't fired, but he was.
He wasn't fired.
He wasn't fired, but he's getting out ahead of it.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, John can be full of it on any number of levels, right? But I, and it's funny, I was actually listening to it when Brad called me just now, so I'm only about halfway through it. I that is completely true, don't you think? It is time for a new voice. It is the fans were sick of him, and it's just that there comes a moment when it's time to move on. And so I think he can be totally full of it, as we have witnessed over the years. But and very clearly, it wasn't time for a new voice a week ago. You know, it's only time for a new voice now that Arkansas has backed up the truck. Now it's time for a new voice. So the time hasn't really changed. Like, it's not because, we've really reflected about it. Ellen and I have reflected about it, and we've just come to realize. No, you came to realize it when Arkansas gave you an escape clause, a very lucrative one. But I do think he's right.
It's different than Tubby, and John wrote about this over at the Daily Memphian. I know you read it. You talked about it this morning. It's different than Tubby in the sense that folks that are wondering, and I heard Harrington bring it up with you, that whether they're getting a John that's at the sort of the end, like Tubby was, and you're just trying to get that golden parachute, get you a final payday. It feels completely different, Jeff, right? I wonder if you agree, in the sense that John's going to take that Arkansas team back into Kentucky, right? You got to go face them again, and you're not going to want to go in there with some half-ass roster. You're getting $5 million in NIL. You're going to get a motivated John Calipari that wants to stay. And that's the part about the video he didn't mention. Like, the elephant in the room is that you'll be seeing them again. That's the only part of it. But they're going to do. Don't you agree? They're going to get the best John Calipari, I suspect, and maybe even one, to John's point, that's willing to make a few adjustments, you know, in some areas that he needs to.
I think that is always the question. Like, when you're getting someone, he's 65, and I mean, I just tell you, I'm 62. I'm 62. Fishman's 63. I'm 62. And I'll be honest, do I work as hard as I did when I was 35 and just trying to make it? I mean, I think that's a fair question, like, at anyone at this stage. And answer to that, if I'm being completely candid, no, I don't. Like, I want to take more vacations. There's a moment when you're like, you know. And so I do think it's always a danger when you're hiring a coach at that stage. So whether you're going to get the very best John Calipari, I don't know. Like, the best John Calipari was pretty freaking awesome. But I'm with you and with John and what he wrote in that. A couple things. One is, John is motivated, you know, by doubters, haters, enemies, you know, all that, right? And so I do believe he will absolutely find fresh motivation in this. I think that's absolutely true. And then, yes, he would be humiliated to go back into Rupp and get run out of the gym with the team that he has to bring back in Rupp. So I think John only does this if he has made the decision in his mind that he's going to do it at a high level. And unlike Tubby, I haven't looked up their lifetime earnings. I think Tubby wanted the paycheck, among other things. You know, John doesn't need to. John could have stayed at Kentucky and been an ambassador or what. Like, he's made so much money that I really think the fact that he is doing it is evidence that his heart will be in it. And I think you'll get a very good and very motivated version of John. And if it's not the best John, it will be as well funded as any, John, and that matters,
right.
You know, more than anything else right now.
Yeah, people are absolutely raving about my column today. For one, Thomas Sein wrote in the comment section, and again, this is I would consider this to be a 5-star review. A more unctuous, sycophantic prose could not have been written by Calipari's PR hack. What a waste of time and energy. Again, that's from Thomas Sein. Thank you, Thomas, for your review.
I like the fact that Thomas has gone with unctuous. And what was the other one?
Sycophantic.
And sycophantic. That's very impressive.
I wish some of these people would shove it up their ass. I really do.
You really can't read the comments, John.
You just can't
read the comments. The only time I told you, I don't read.
None of these people would say it to my face. Unless, that's what really bothers me.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. There was a coach at Rhodes, Dan Gritty, who was a very successful coach at Rhodes and a football coach at Rhodes. And he had been a lawyer in New York and during 9/11 watched the buildings come down and decided, I want to make a new life. And it was all about, it was a sweet column about how he slept on, it was just and then comes to Rhodes and whatever else. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to read the comments here because this is such a nice column about a guy who's changed his life and is impacting people instead of, doing whatever. First comment is, what a way to try to justify your own switch from being a lawyer, you sucker. Whatever, just ripped into me.
Unbelievable.
You got to realize you can only read the comments if you've written the sweetest column ever. And even then, it's going to bite you in the ass.
I know. Honestly, it's why are people so miserable?
I don't know.
Why are they so miserable?
I don't know.
Because I am a human being that uses the internet.
What motivates
and I never comment on somebody's story. They're like, this was a waste of time, you piece of crap. You are a failure to your whole family. I've never had the urge to, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
Like there's a level
I,
of.
I thought your comment was well taken because I do agree. I think they're going to get a motivated version.
John Calipari wanted to hire me for his public relations, we could certainly talk about
work
that.
Something out, right?
You know what I mean?
John does his own public relations.
He does. That's true. He did have a guy that ran CoachCal.com. I mean, we can bring that thing back.
The guy walks his own dog, for God's sakes.
Without a leash.
He can pay someone to walk his dog.
With no leash. I think that's against the law.
With no leash.
Did he?
Anyway, yeah, I was. I think he'll be great. Now, here's the question. Where does the and again, Jason and I have talked about this. I don't think that people really spend a lot of time actively hating John in Memphis anymore. But to the extent that it's still a thing, right? Where does this go now? For example, if you're a Memphis fan who bears a grudge against everything that happened when John left. Do you want John to take his recruiting class to Kentucky, but that'll help John? Who do you want, or do you want him to do you want it to stay at Kentucky? I find myself wanting him to take his recruiting class to Arkansas so Kentucky fans know what it feels like. That's to the extent that I care at all, that's where my pettiness goes here. Where do you think people are on this?
I think people maybe. Because it's not the school he left for, so maybe it's a little softer these days.
I think it's much softer. I don't think people are going to root against. They haven't as much anyway, right?
Right.
But to the extent that this changes the dynamic, I'm not going to. I don't think many people are going to spend a lot of time hating Arkansas.
Yes. No, it was the perfect combination, right? It was like when Cal left for Kentucky, it was. Basically, you're being told you're not good enough, right? Go back to where you came from, basically. And I'm going to go be a blue blood, and you're going to fade off.
He
took the recruiting class 100%.
And
yes.
He left you on probation.
He left you on probation.
And
oh, it was
we
just
know
really
he
nasty.
Urged them to not release the news of the probation
until
so he could
yes,
make the escape.
Yes. It was really, and they obliged.
And he said this is a place, so it was
as clumsy and messy and just
calculated. Was perfectly pulled off and calculated as you can imagine.
No, we felt like we had been had. You know, we felt stupid. That's how, and we were made to feel less than. All of those things. So
you believe he will take Arkansas to a Final Four?
Yeah, of course. I mean, Kentucky.
Do you really?
Yeah, absolutely.
You
I
would
do.
Bet like whatever.
Yes.
No odds.
Yes.
Give you $1,000 if you're right.
Yes.
Will they go to?
Yes.
Really?
Absolutely. Absolutely, bro.
Do you think the next coach of Kentucky will take Kentucky to the Final Four?
I do not.
See, I'd bet the opposite.
I do not. That's because you're. That's because you don't really know ball like that, bro. Like you don't. You know. Like you don't.
Do
know.
I think Cal will take. Just to bet on anyone going to the Final Four is sort of a long.
I'm betting.
Shot,
I'm betting times. On. I'm betting on a fire on in his belly. Cal, yeah. Go 100%. I'm betting on that guy because it's what he does.
I'm betting on that name, guy too. But Final Four is a lot to end.
He went to four. He went to four in Kentucky. It's not like you get an easier path.
How many years is going to be at Arkansas? Five.
I think he'll finish his contract. Whatever it is. I mean, why wouldn't he?
Hey, he's not going to finish his contract because here's what's going to happen. After one mildly successful year, he's going to get a new contract. He's never going to finish his
contract. Okay,
never,
well, like, fine. Well, I mean, whatever the original, I think he'll be there, you know, be
65.
He'll be there eight years.
No. 73?
Yeah, I mean.
He'll be there 5 years.
How old was he?
And will he get to a Sweet 16 in that time? Yes, absolutely.
How old is Jim Larrañaga? Jim Larrañaga's coaching. I mean, he's in his well in his 70s. He's 74 years old. He's coming back.
Yeah.
I mean, 73 is probably.
It is funny. When you see John walking that dog, he does look like. He and the dog both. They look like they've aged, don't they?
Well, John has aged. He when I watched that,
he's got more of a belly. He's
no
got
doubt,
more of a belly.
Yes,
he's, you know,
yes.
A little.
When I watched
tired.
The, he does look tired. When I watched the video of the press conference when he was leaving Memphis, you know, he looks like a different human. He looks like a different like he looks like
15 in Lexington. I'll age you.
No, like the presidency.
He looks tired. He looked better in today's video or whenever that one was.
Well, he's like, whew, getting the hell up out of this. You know, by the way, real quick, do you remember, maybe we've asked you this before, but you were reading a book. What book was it? Do you remember?
What?
At the press conference when Cal announced he was leaving, you were reading a book.
I don't know
what
the book was. I was sitting on the lawn reading a book.
Thank you for doing that.
Let me ask you another question. Watching last night's national championship game, honestly, made me feel bad about Memphis. Did it have any, because it just seems like Memphis is
so far away. Yeah.
And not only that, if you just listen to everything the coaches said about the way that they build a program, and it's just so, Matt Painter literally said, there's some coaches out there trying to get seven players. That's impossible. You know what I mean? And, they each have one fifth-year transfer in the starting lineup, and that's it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got others who've been there for, you know, Newton's been there for a couple of years or whatever else, but it's just that it's so obvious how you build a program, right?
Yes.
How you build a successful program in this day and age.
Yes.
And it's so obvious that that is not how it's being done here.
Yes.
It just kind of made me feel, and I've been the one who's been most optimistic. I'm like telling you that Memphis is going to make the tournament next year.
You're a Jehovah Witness.
I watched that last night and I'm like,
that is
a different universe.
That's why I had to start covering college basketball nationally, because locally it wasn't going to happen for me anymore. I had to just branch out. I couldn't have all my eggs in the Memphis basket anymore until that situation corrects itself. But listen, keep doing what you're doing. Keep going door to door and ask, have you heard the good word about the candle? The candle burns eternal for Penny Hardaway, and it burns internally for you in your spirit. Can the candle light a fire in this program? Can it set this program ablaze?
Yeah.
That's what
keep
I think about.
Burning the candle at both ends, yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly
you're
right.
Fire in the belly, John. You're going to have a fire in the belly, Penny Hardaway.
Hey, I hope so, because I bet on that guy, too. I'm serious. I bet on that guy. But as long as it's not during the season, it's got to be before the season. Then, you know, if it gets sideways during the season, he starts calling everybody out and saying that the guys have quit, they don't work hard. You know how that goes. Anyway, I know you got to get back to your door-to-door route. Thank you, as always, Jeff.
See ya.
Yep, he is Jeff Calkins, Jehovah Witness, and columnist for the Daily Memphian, host of Jeff Calkins Show. Hey, the wing guru has the best wings. I'll tell you this, I will testify that they have the best wings in the country. It's just true. And what makes them so good? It's they're crispy. It's the different flavors that you're going to get. that are just they're exclusive. They're unique to the winger. You're not going to find them anywhere else. Many try to imitate. Many try to duplicate. It's not possible. It's not possible to do what the Wingaroo does. The quality, the flavors you're going to get every single time. You guys know my go-to every time is the garlic sriracha, with good reason. But there's lots of different flavors up there. You can get the lemon pepper. You can get the Triple J, the Can't Catch Cow, whatever you're into. It's waiting on you at the Wingaroo. Get over there today.
New menu item as well, the Guru Legs. You can get fantastic, crispy, delicious fried chicken legs in your favorite Wingaroo flavor, whichever one of the 22 flavors is your favorite. I'm a Nashville hot guy. John just told you he's garlic sriracha. Got the spicy taco. Got the Triple J for Jaren Jackson Jr. Try the Can't Catch Cow, but you can do it now. Don't forget, new on the menu, those crispy, delicious fried chicken legs dipped in your favorite Wingaroo flavor. When you see Billy Richmond, know first that he's a man that's about innovation. Secondly, you tell him that Jason and John sent you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.